As soon as you step into the fuel corridor, you will see on the exposed concrete wall different kinds of fuel that were commonly used in traditional kilns: acacia wood, bamboo, silver grass, rice husk, charcoal, and so on. All the early fuel materials came straight from nature. The traditional kilns used mostly acacia wood or a mixture of wood varieties for their fuel. The dome kiln used to fire brick by using rice husks. The square kiln, which was introduced during the Japanese colonial period, used charcoal. Through the window in the atrium at the end of the corridor, you will see a small snake kiln. Snake kilns were one of the most commonly used types of kilns in Taiwan. They were usually built on hillsides, and if you looked at one from a distance, its long shape would remind you of a snake. The earliest kiln known to have existed in Yinga was a snake kiln. The kiln you see here is a miniaturized version built with traditional techniques. You will be able to see the three main parts of the kiln. The firing chamber at the front end, also called the kiln head, was where the fuel went in. In the middle is a very long kiln chamber. On each side of this chamber, you will see a row of openings through which firewood was thrown. This design made it possible for many objects to be fired at once in the kiln. Finally, at the back end, you will see a short, squat chimney. Determining the proper height for the chimney was also a study in itself, since the ratio of the size of the kiln to the height of the chimney was very important. If the kiln was large, the chimney also had to be taller in order to keep the air inside circulating and to maintain the intake of oxygen. If the chimney were too tall, it would cause too much air to circulate, which in turn would disperse heat, waste fuel, and make it impossible to raise the temperature inside the kiln.